Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams, old and new. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
Hi,
and
everybody.
I am Rachel.
And I'm Angie.
Hey, Divas, what's going on?
Good evening, Divas.
Good evening. How you
been? Good. I can't complain about my weekend at all. I can't complain about anything.
I know, that's right. Ain't gonna do no good, no way.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I can. Oh, yes, we can.
I know. You know what? I question myself too sometimes. Like, am I talking loud enough?
Well, I think this is our first episode with the three of us on. Am I correct?
Yes,
that's right. Yes,
and
it is.
Again,
right.
Welcome, Angie, to the Diva Squad.
Yes,
we
thank, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
Welcome to the Squad.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks to the technical squad in the background.
Yes.
Thanks to the engineers behind the scenes. again, I enjoy working with you, Divas. I enjoy being on the line.
We enjoy having you, for real, for
definitely.
Real. I mean, you've been there for
thank
both
you.
Of us. You know, we couldn't ask for a better host.
Thank you
exactly.
so much.
Oh, definitely.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Glad when they called you aboard. You know, we were like, yay!
Yeah.
Diva Rachel, how are you doing, sweetie?
Oh, you know what? Busy as always. There's always something going on between all the dumb jobs I got. I wouldn't call them dumb.
Don't call them dumb
Exactly. I'm grateful. I'm blessed to have them. You know, but sometimes I need a break. I just go on and on. I must say, out of the three jobs that I do have, this is my favorite, hosting the Diva Squad. This is the least stressful.
Right.
Yes. The other two jobs, please. But I've been all right.
Well, you know what? You got to spill a little time for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be so broke down to where you can't enjoy the fruits of your labor. You know what
I'm
saying?
Exactly.
You have to spill a little time for yourself.
That's true.
That me time. If you don't, you know, you're going to end up running yourself down and going crazy.
I always do that me time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I so look forward to my me time all the time, and when I get it, it's definitely all about me.
As it should be.
Let's talk about,
I know you got a good one, and Angie got a better one.
All right.
Yes. So we ready to get into our topic for this evening?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, the topic that we have for this evening for us lovely listeners tonight is, do you prefer in a relationship love and loyalty or money?
Right now, I'm going to say money. Now, let me stop playing.
See, you know, that was my next point. We want honest answers here, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we want some honest answers going on here.
I mean, money is good. And if you can bring something to the plate, you know, to the table, you know, it'd be very much appreciated. But I'd rather have love and loyalty.
Okay.
You need love and loyalty, you know, where I know that I'm being loved and you're loyal to me.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'll take that all day long versus the money. You know, because the money can run out. And if I'm just dealing with you behind a dollar, then you're nothing to me.
Right.
It's no love, it's lust, you know, and it's all about what you can do for me. Show me that you love me. Be loyal to me, and I can deal with you. You don't have to bring anything to the table there. You know, it'll help. But I'm just saying now, if we're living together, yes, a dollar's going to help because we both going to pay the bills. But versus loyalty and love, give me love and loyalty all day long, 24/7.
Okay.
Wow. How nice. I couldn't put that better myself.
How about yourself? How about you, Rach?
Let me see. I would like to be in a relationship for money. I would like to. However, my God tells me that I need to be in it for love and loyalty so I can do that. I can apply. I'm willing and able to be in a relationship for love and loyalty.
Goodbye, right? Well, as far as myself, I look for love and loyalty myself, because again, I have to agree with T on one point. Money will run out. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
With love and loyalty, if this man, the man loves me that much and is that loyal to our relationship, he's gonna make the money come.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
You know, you do have some people that are in it for the money. Listen, I did it for love. I've done it for love, you know. But if it's not in you, then it's not in you. You're not going to have
that's
it
true.
In you to be with somebody for money or vice versa. If you don't have that much love in you, that's not where you want to be. Sure, money is what's going to make you happy.
Wow.
So, you know, at that point, it's like, listen, I'll give me the cash, you know. But no, I'd rather the love and loyalty as well, you know. So even though I've had a lot of, you know, botched up, I had a couple of botched up relationships, you know, but, you know, I can't let that hold me back from how what's in my heart, what I truly feel, you know, because then
when it
end up with something that you don't want.
When it comes to the money part, too, I don't ever want to hear you saying, well, you know, I bought you this, I bought you that. No, sweetie, check this out. I got my own. That's why I have my own place.
Right.
Yeah. This thing here is mine. I don't owe nobody for nothing for it. You know, you didn't buy Nathan up in here. Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
So move on with the.
Well, you know what?
About,
you know what?
You know,
on that note, Diva T, is if somebody comes to you with that, where they're throwing up in your face what they do for you, then that was never their intentions. They really don't care, you know what I'm saying? But in a loyal relationship, that's never a discussion of what
exactly.
I've done for you.
That's
we're
going to
make this happen for ourselves. We're going to make this happen for us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And that's exactly why I choose love and loyalty.
Mm.
You know,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like the saying is, money is the root of all evil.
Yes. It's the
it
love
is.
Of money is the root of all evil. It definitely
yeah.
is. It really is, because you know why? Getting into a spiritual realm, you lose sight of how, who really makes that happen for you. You think that money can buy you. You could buy your way to heaven. You have people thinking that they can do that. I'm going to buy my way to heaven.
But you know what? It can't buy happiness. It can't buy love.
Yeah,
I don't care. You can spend every penny that you got. You can win the lottery and have mega money. I don't care. If that person is in it for the dollar, it's never, ever going to work. It's never going to work. It's not about love.
Work.
It's about what you can do for me and to me with that dollar.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Almighty dollar. So,
well,
at the end of the day,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
At the end of the day, I want love and loyalty.
Okay, now. Okay, yeah. Folks, you're on the line with the GQ Ballas Diva Squad Love Fantasy, 646-200-3838. Press that one and get in on this hot topic we got going on tonight. We, you know, we like to hear other people's opinions as what's going on, and, you know, you don't have to be ashamed to get on the line and tell your story, you know. We got you.
I like it. And as we always say, everybody's opinion is your own.
Is your
We're
own.
Not on
you
here.
Own that.
We're not on
That's
here
right.
to judge anybody. We're no
That's
judges
right.
and never will be.
Right,
we
right.
just want things because somebody out there may need to hear this word.
Yeah. Right.
So,
exactly.
Actually, you know, like I said, that is a great topic. And like I say, yeah, of course, if you're living together, if you're married or whatever, yeah, the dollar has to play a part in it.
Uh-huh.
But if you're living in your space and I'm living in mine, guess what? You know, I'm not gonna bash you for a dollar. I'm not gonna
okay.
bash you about a dollar. It's not even worth it.
Got it,
you
right.
know? So. At the end of the day, give me my love and loyalty, trust and belief.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be fine. I've did it this long. For me, I'm going to keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know, but like I say, now when we come into this commitment of living together, yes, the dollar plays a part in it.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're not living together, you keep your dollar and I'm going to keep mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do what I want to do for you when I want to do it. You do what you want to do for me. I'm not going to make no big issue like, oh, if you don't pay my electric bill or gas bill, then, you know, we can't be together. It ain't even about that, sweetheart, because guess what? I've done it this long. I can continue to do it on my
own. Right, right.
Like your girl said, I'm on my own.
Right.
On my own.
Oh, see, there I go, my karaoke moment. There go, my karaoke moment. Got a song for everything. Oh, somebody stop me.
Right.
Somebody stop me. Blow the horn on me, Lavina.
Oh, goodness.
No, but again, on a serious note, you know, naturally, everybody looks for some type of security when it comes to relationships and stuff like that. And the most is a financial security. That's on top of things. You understand what I'm saying? And you can have that. You can have that as well as the love and loyalty. People don't understand. You understand what I'm saying? Don't let those finances destroy true love.
You know,
you can't let the finances destroy true love. Although you do have families that has to be supported or whatever, and this is
where that
loyalty comes in. I'm loyal to my family, so I'm going to go out there and make something happen for them.
Right. You know, I thank God that my babies are grown out of my house, you know. But if they need me, I'm there for them.
Naturally. That's just a natural thing.
You know, the thing is, back when I had them both, it wasn't easy. But guess what? I made it. You know, it was love and loyalty for a minute, seemed like. But I couldn't keep bringing different men into their lives either.
Because
my daughter would have felt like it was okay. My son would have been out there like, you know what? Well, hey, I seen what this dude did to mom, so you know what? I'm going to do it to the next female. I have a boy and a girl. So I had to respect them. It was more respecting them, but I had to also respect T. Because if I didn't give T that respect, if I didn't give myself that respect, then it's like anything goes.
Right. Then you would have stood for anything. That's true.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And I'm like,
I'm not taking care of no grown people. If you can't do for yourself, you know, and if you choose to do for me, that's good. But if you can't do for yourself, I can't. Ain't no love and loyalty there, baby. Because
That was one of my Facebook statuses the other day. It's like, okay, you can't go in a relationship with the intent of changing the person. Know what you're dealing with before you get into it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? If I know that you're a bum when I was sleeping with you or doing whatever, why would I bring you in, take you on in a so-called relationship and still be in bum status? I'm the dummy. I can't be mad at him. I already knew what I was dealing with when I went there. So, you know, you have to take that stuff into consideration or who you dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, some people started from the bottom. Guess what? They still do.
Hey, you're still here. Started at the bottom. You ain't even got to the top.
I ain't even left the bottom.
But listen, Divas, we're going to go to our first song. We have opened up the phone lines. Dons and Divas, just listen. The number to call is 646-238-38. Press that 1 to get on the line with myself and the Divas. Or just sit back on your computer and relax and listen to the show. But we would really appreciate if you press that 1 to give us your feedback, because somebody out there tonight needs to hear some type of feedback from everybody. So with that being said, we go into our first song. We'll be right back.
Press one.
And again, as we have always said, it's your own opinion. Everybody has their opinion. But we love to hear what other people say, too. Because it could be me that's going through
yeah.
it. I may not tell you that per se that it's me. But
right,
I would like
right.
to hear what you got to say about it.
Right.
You know. So.
Yeah, just. Yeah, like you said, people, you don't know what information people, you know, can use that you have or you can use that they have and stuff. You know, and a lot of people, too, have a misconception on what love is, really. You know what I'm saying? Because they could say that, oh, I'm in love with this man or I'm in love or whatever. You could be just lusting after his sex or you could be after him just for one thing. You know, one particular thing, not just the sex. It could be his money. It could be whatever. So now you have to distinguish
right.
what is love here. You know, is he
yeah.
putting forth the love that I'm really looking for? You know what I'm
saying?
Know, like
you
I said,
guys,
everybody.
Do you ladies hear me all right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I was clear and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But you're definitely right, Angie, in that situation. You know, because, like I said, you have, yeah, I mean, what maybe, I think it may have been a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about the age thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of females and a lot of men, you know, if you're younger than me or you're older than I am, you're in it for the dollar. I see it every single day. You know, I hear it every day. Girl, you know what? He about to peel me off a couple of hundred. What's a couple of $100 going to do for you?
Yeah.
And what
That's
are you
what
giving
I'm saying.
Up for that? What are you giving up for that couple of $100?
And you need that, and then that's another thing. That comes along with that security part of the thing. All right, we're like, okay, we're in we're in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You want that security. Like, am I going to be straight? Do I have to wake up tomorrow and he going to be gone and I'm stuck with this or stuck with that? You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know,
right.
a lot of people, some people do go for the money because they think that money is the security. You understand
right.
what I'm saying? They forget about the loyalty, but people forget about how fast money goes.
Right.
You know what I'm
so
saying? Once
happy.
That money is gone, how is it going to be replenished? How is that going to be replenished?
There you go.
So,
but you know,
you
I
need
am
that
so
loyalty.
Not,
need the loyalty.
I'm not a materialistic wild person because if I was, I'll be in it for the money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would want the love too, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm like, hey, guess what? You know what? Yo, dude needs
well, you,
to need a few $100 and,
yeah,
you know,
it's kind of a catch.
I'm going to go out from this. No.
Yeah, it's
I'm
kind of a catch 22 because, yeah, it's kind of a catch 22 because you'd be like, you know what, I love you, but listen, love ain't paying the bills either. You understand what I'm
Thank
saying?
You. Thank
so
you.
It's a catch 22, you know, that's why this topic was kind of, I kind of, you know, came up with this topic because, it is. It's a battle of the pendulum. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
So it's like, wow, I love this man, but at the same time, we need to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Also, now in America, you have a lot of the women that are taking the head of the household role. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what gears us towards seeing a man for the money. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because we need a little help. We need help.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, at the end of the day, like I said, I refuse to take care of a grown man. And the reason I say man, because I am the woman.
Uh-huh.
You can always speak for you. You can always speak for you.
But, you know, you got these slicksters out there, like, you know, they are working. But all you got to do is make one mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And give it to them,
uh-huh.
that's what they're going to expect. Ladies, don't do it. Divas, do not
Listen,
do it.
I have
because
I have
they're
a little
look for it.
I have a little short story that I just wanted to share. It's something that I saw on my Facebook page, if y'all don't mind. How there was this Caucasian woman wrote into a magazine, and she was saying that she's with a black man, and it's not to turn this into a racial thing or whatever, but this is just the story that came in. It's she's saying how black women need to take lessons from them and learning how to take care of their men and all of this stuff. I said, this is where the problem is coming at. You know what I'm saying? First of all, the men need to be taking care of us. If you want to do things the proper way, the man should be taking care of us. That's number one. You know what I'm saying? Number two, she went and got Botox booty, Botox everything, you know what I'm saying, blown up.
Right.
So my point is it makes our men really lazy and shiftless. It's shiftless. Mm-hmm. They don't want to take the initiative anymore because now I can go over to her who could take care of me,
exactly.
who can do whatever I want, tell her however I dictate to her at the same time. Why should I go to a black woman who has standards?
Right.
Why?
That being said, he obviously is not a man if he going to the white chick who's going to do whatever she wants, you know, whatever he wants her to do. So he obviously is not a man. Our real African-American brother,
that's my son.
He's
32 years old. I can only remember one black female that my son dealt with.
Uh-huh.
You know, and don't get me wrong, that's on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't put you in this relationship. I am not going to have anything to do with it when you go through your battles. But my thing was, why don't you deal with black women?
He said black women are crazy. I said, wait a minute, I'm your mother. She said that in her interview.
Do you think I'm crazy? Now I ain't talking about you, Mom. I ain't talking about my sister. Wait a minute, you said black women. You know why you feel like black women are crazy? They're not going to deal with your BS.
No nonsense policy. And any woman with any kind of sense.
I hate to say it like that. This white woman is going to take care of you by all means necessary. That's why you guys choose to go to the white woman. But that's your fault. And that's your privilege. Like I told him, hey, I don't have anything to do with it. I have actually two grandkids, you know, through that relationship.
Uh-huh.
Those are my grandbabies. I would love them till day one. Never, ever will I give up on them.
Right.
You know.
Right, right.
You're not going to say that black women are crazy. No. You've been so into the white women where they take care of you. So, you don't want to hear what that black woman is going to say, because guess what? At the end of the day, that black woman is going to tap on you, and you don't know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
That white woman excuse me, I'm not a racist, never have been. That white woman has spoiled you.
Well, see, like I was saying, if they go back and do the real history of why black men actually even really deal with white men, because she went as far as just to naming professional men that are dealing with white women and all kinds of stuff, and you know, and a young black man responded to her letter to Jamie, which is the lady over at Sister Sister Magazine. So you know, he really put her in her place. Now again, you go back to the real reason why black women, men started dealing with white women, they should really feel cheap. Like you're actually playing second best right now. So episode. But again, I didn't say that for us to get into a whole different show about it, but you know, I just wanted to share about the money and love and loyalty. That's the, you know, just, right. They go to them. It's more of a financial gain and a control issue.
Control freak.
What I'm saying. So
they get control. They have to say 90% of the black men, they can control that white woman. You have sisters out here with the white man, but they're not controlling that white man. You have some that's doing it. I mean, you have some sisters that's controlling that black man.
Have you divas ever dated outside your race?
What happened?
Have you divas ever dated outside of your race?
No. You know what?
I have.
I can't even say that it was a date, because it was like for maybe 2 minutes.
I did in junior high.
It may have lasted for a week or two, and I think dude might have said something to me, and I was like, well, you know what? I really don't like white people. He called my father and told my father on me.
Wow.
Now,
no, I say when I was younger as well, I dated an Italian guy.
Okay.
I'm from West Virginia.
You know they got mad just about West Virginia people, right? But, we don't know if we lay there with our relatives or not, but at the end of the day, trust and believe, when I said I had mega white friends, those were my best friends.
I have a lot of white friends too.
Even today, I still have white friends, and I love them just like I love my black friends.
Absolutely.
Respect me, I'll respect you. That's what it's all about.
Oh yeah,
that's it.
That's even in
a black on black relationship. That's a black on black friendship. You still have to maintain that respect for each other.
Man.
Yeah.
And some of them just go crazy.
Anywho,
Diamond Divas, the phone lines is lit up. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press the 1. You have to press the 1 to get on the air with myself, Rachel, and Angie. If you don't press the 1, guess what? You can't go on the air with us. So with that being said, we have everybody's input, and these are some deep topics, and I know in a few, my diva Rachel got something real special for us, but we're not going to even get into that right now, because these topics right now that Angie is talking about is off the chain, and I'm feeling them. I love it.
It's just to give a little insight of things that are really going on in the world today. A lot of people are afraid to speak because they don't either want to hurt somebody's feelings or iron out to hurt nobody's feelings or whatever. It's
never,
just, you know,
never.
A lot of some things that
aren't
that should
be. I love everyone. Respect me, and I'll give you the utmost respect.
I don't care. Black, white, people, orange, respect me, and you're going to get the same respect back. Now, you in the karaoke mode. You go, Diva. You in that karaoke mode now. I told you we're going to do a karaoke night one night. We're going to do that good old karaoke.
Yes.
We go get it in.
Divas, I hate to do this, but we got to do what we got to do. You divas hold the line.
Okay.
You know, maybe we keep playing some songs. It puts a meaning out there to someone, and they'll go ahead and press that one. And at this moment, I want you, Deezer, to hold your thought. We're going to another song.
Okay.
Okay.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Let it go. Can't let this thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now.
I was looking for it.
You know I haven't mastered great from work. Go ahead, DJ.
Again, we are on this hot topic tonight about would you rather love and loyalty or money? You know, it's funny because people think that they want one thing until they get it, and then they find out it's not what they want. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, oh, man, I thought this is what I wanted, but now this is happening, now I don't want it. You know,
I haven't seen the money yet. I haven't seen any money yet in any of
them. Wait on that cash. Rachel is still waiting on that cash for those that are listening. She's waiting on the cash. The diva is ready. Listen, I'm giving you a high five on that one because I'm waiting on it too. You feel me?
Right.
Come on now.
Right.
I think that's why I'm comfortable being single.
The number to call Dons and Divas is 646-200-3838. But if you don't press that one, you will not be able to get on air with us.
You don't even have to.
Yeah, we see the lines. We see the lines lit up. We see everybody listening. And everything calls. Get on the topic. You know, we enjoy
to
hear feedback.
You don't have to give your name. Just call and press one. Give a fake name. We don't have to know exactly who you are. That's how I did when I first started calling in under an alias. And then I said, you know what? Somebody said to me I needed to talk to people that have story, that has a story similar to mine to help me heal. So then I started giving my name, and then I started sharing my story a little better, a little more, and then I started feeling a lot better because I realized that I was speaking to people who had the same type of issues and problems and same things that I had gone through. So I must say that GQ Palace has definitely been an asset to my life.
And guess what? At the end of the day, if you're going through something, guess what the GQ Powers would do for you and with you? They would be there for you.
Yep.
All you have to do, you see who we are. I'm TC Holland. We have Rachel.
Yes.
We have Angie.
Yes.
If you really want to just go one-on-one with us, we'd be more than happy to speak with you as well. We turn down no one.
Right.
Unless you come in incorrect. But like I said, at the end of the day, your opinion, your feedback on this topic, any topic that we do every week is your opinion.
These are actually real life topics. These are not anything that's scripted and stuff like that. You know, people really go through this stuff. This is not some Love and Hip Hop reality TV type mess. You know what I'm saying?
Someone may ask us our opinion, like, Angie, Rachel, what do you think about this? You know, with the interracial couple. We're going to give you what we feel. So, therefore, your opinion is your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And we would never ever judge you. So,
like I stated before, most of my opinions are from life experiences, from things that I've experienced personally. You know, I mean, other than that story that I just gave about from the Sister magazine, most of this is stuff that I've experienced. And, you know, experience is always the best teacher. So I go on stuff that I've seen. This is stuff that I've experienced, that I physically experienced. So, you know, this is not made up stuff. This stuff is real serious, you know. And again, I'm not doing it. It's just, you know.
Hey, guess what? We know that the phone lines are lit up. Oh, you got to see
them on the line. We
see
them lines lit up.
Come on. Don't make me start calling out people. I wouldn't do that no way. because if you don't want to press the one, I can't make you. But
no,
I would appreciate if you come on here, especially if you're a friend of mine. I definitely want you to come on because I want you to show me love as well as my other two divas.
And
I'm
see,
gonna share the same way. You know,
show
us divas some love.
6%. And you know what? And getting back on the topic of love and loyalty and money, you do have you look at how these like professional people, athletes, entertainers and stuff like that. Look at the stuff that they go through with having all of this money. All of this money, and they still go through nonsense that a broke person go through. You understand what I'm
exactly.
saying? When it comes to cheating spouses, which is number one, cheating spouses and stuff like that. You look at Ray Caruso, Emmett. You know, he had got this woman pregnant and then had her killed. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you have all of this money, and you're still not happy. You understand what I'm saying? This is why I'll take the love and loyalty. I'll take that. You understand what I'm saying?
All day long.
And trust me, we're going to eat.
Yeah.
We're going to eat. I mean, having a few extra dollars don't hurt either. I'm not saying that either. Come on, now. Mama ain't raised no fool, but listen. Hey, don't think that your money could blow me over. Like, really, though.
I'll take your love and loyalty. I remember when I had a relationship where we didn't have much money. I only had one job, and we didn't have cable. We would just sit there and watch DVDs all the time, and every extra money, you know, dollar went to bills, and, you know, we'd have cheap meals, like ramen noodles and some ground turkey. But we made it, you know, we put some vegetables with it and some cheese, and we made a meal out of it. And we would hug up and watch movies, and, you know, the money we had to be there. That loyalty was there. That love and loyalty was there. And I must say, it was one of the most beautiful relationships that I've had. You know?
And
you know what? It has never promised to be easy. I don't care who you're with. It can be your husband, your fiance, your significant other, whatever it is. And if you're living together, it's still going to be. Anybody that says they got a perfect relationship, guess what? You got problems.
You got
some serious problems. There's going to be, I'm not going to even say arguments. There's going to be disagreements.
But at the end of the day, that's
when you kiss, make up, and be like, you know what, sweetheart? I was wrong. Somebody's going to be the person to say, I was wrong. And that's another topic.
Now, at the end of the day,
look, and then at the end of the day, baby, hey, did you play Lotto? We got to hit tomorrow.
right.
We need some money, baby. Baby, did you play Lotto?
Right.
Wow.
Listen, it's a serious, I think it's a very serious topic because people do have the misconception. You know, people are misconstrued about how things really should be. Their priorities are totally mixed up.
I must say though, it also depends on your upbringing. If you have it twisted from day one because you were not taught the right way, but here you are thinking all along, and then you get into a relationship, and you think you're the bomb, and you come into a relationship and blinded. You're blind because you were led by the blind, so you're just blind and as ignorant as the ignorant person that taught you, and you come into this relationship just swearing you all that, and it's not going to work.
Yeah. Great point. But Diva Rachel,
Listen, I want to turn. Oh, I want to turn over to Diva Ray J. Because
okay,
I know she got something. I know she got something that I need to hear tonight.
Yeah, we have entered the segment of our show, which I like to call the finish this phrase segment of our show. Please,
right,
no, Diva, finish this phrase. I went to the bank to withdraw some money for rent, and our joint bank account is overdrawn, way overdrawn. It's overdrawn for a new sports car that my quote-unquote loyal lover purchased. I would.
I would probably have to sit in the bank for an hour to suck that in. I would have to sit in the bank just to suck that in and wait a minute. Like, hold up. Oh my God, I don't even know if I can finish that phrase right now. Like,
I get told you
oh my God.
And I'm not going to lie.
I don't even know if I could finish that phrase right now.
I'll finish it real quickly. I would go raise him.
Oh.
I would then go to my personal bank account, pay the rent, get my information all correct on paper, take it home to my quote unquote loyal lover, and quickly ask the question, what's going on here?
Diva, you would not be that calm. Trust me. You would not be that calm.
That's why I tell you, I would have to sit in the bank for an hour first. I gotta excuse me, but I need to just sit here for a minute. I need to talk to this for a second. Because my first reaction will probably, like, start busting out windows and stuff and then ask questions later.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, for every action there's a reaction, so
you
understand. They would have to understand where I was coming from with that. Like that was a reaction right there. I reacted. I didn't act on it, I reacted. So you acted stupid enough to go in there and take all our doggone money out the bank.
For a new sports car, please.
Oh, MG. That's crazy right there. Oh, my God. People, you are on the line with the Diva Squad. 646-238-38. Press the 1 and get in on this conversation with us. Yeah, we want to hear other people's comments.
We appreciate you guys, you know, but if we got to do it, we going to do it too. Trust and believe. It's going to be a bad moment.
Oh my gosh.
Because with that finish the phrase, somebody is going to be in somebody's trouble.
Have people checking bank statements and stuff tonight. Let me go home and look at that bank statement. Normally, I just throw it in a drawer, but let me go open this tonight and see what we got going on here.
I know DC. And if we in it together and if we in it to win it, listen, don't do no foul mess. Because you're going to have to suffer the repercussions. I'm sorry. I try to be, like, humble, but you're going to bring me out of my character on that one.
Yeah, you're going to force me to do other stuff. And
when you say that, I have a beautician, right, that just went through that. her husband, she didn't know, was doing the things that he was doing.
Uh-huh.
And he withdrew the money off the account, and it showed on the account. I stayed at the Holiday Inn for $109 a night when dude was there for three nights.
Wow.
You know, and he's from Jamaica. And she was like, Pete, do you think he's taking hello? Absolutely not, sweetheart.
I hate to
hurt you, but absolutely not. He's not staying at the Holiday Inn for nothing.
Yeah, like, just for relaxation. Come on.
And what he's doing, nine times out of ten, that person wants a partner to get high with them.
Yeah.
She's the sweetest person to believe. She's a sweetheart. But I know he wasn't there alone. And at the end of the day, he's an a-hole. I've been around them. She's been my beautician for, what, 4 years? Close to 4 years? So I'm like, you know, listen, don't take this lightly, sweetheart. Because if he was through every penny that you guys had in the bank for your shop, it wasn't the money for your rent, you know, gas, electric, and all of that. But at the end of the day, it was for the shop that you and him were supposed to have together.
Wow.
Oh,
well, listen, Diva, I'm sorry. I thought you
said. Go ahead, sweetie. Go ahead.
We have a caller on the line. We have Dave on the line. Yes. We have first caller for the evening, Dave.
Yay.
Dave, are you there?
I almost wasn't here. What's going on, baby? How are you doing?
Oh, hi, Dave. Welcome to the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
Huh?
Hi, Dave.
I said, welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. How you doing tonight, Dave?
Well, this is my fantasy come true, so I'm good.
I hear that. High five.
But you know, as always, I have a question, though, you know?
You always do, and we appreciate whatever you come out with.
We know you do. Yeah, at GB. We appreciate that, Dave. And have you heard our topic for this evening?
Actually, no, and I wasn't afraid to press one. I'm actually doing some paperwork, but go ahead and give me the topic.
Okay. Our topic for this evening is, would you prefer love and loyalty or money in a relationship?
Oh, that's easy. Love and loyalty.
Love and loyalty. Okay. And why would you say love and loyalty as opposed to money?
Because here's what happens. You can have as much money in the world as you want. If you don't have the loyalty, it's going to disappear just as fast. And that goes into your second question about going into the bank and being overdrawn for like 4 years. Some people shouldn't be surprised because they never had money in the bank to begin with. You know?
It was already broke.
Listen, I'm not calling any names, but when you go into the bank and you sit down and you hold your head for an hour, it's because you're surprised that there's money in the bank.
No. Shout it out there, because that was me that said it. Listen.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm telling you, no, but that's just a fundamental disrespect is what it was. If that did happen, you went into the bank and you were overdrawn for some nonsense. You know, because that's exactly what that was, nonsense. That would be a slap in the face.
Right.
Yeah, I think love and loyalty bring everything else, you know what I mean? And, you know, I have like four different sides. It all depends on which day it is. But this side is saying love and loyalty would bring all the money, all the happiness, and everything else in the world. And that's what loyalty does, you know? Someone that's loyal, even if you didn't love them, you'll learn to love them because they're loyal to you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You
know, that's true, you know. But like I said, a lot, and like we were discussing earlier, a lot of people are a little confused by what really love is, what loyalty is. Everybody already know what money is. You know, understand what I'm saying? So some people are a little confused, thinking that they're in one thing and it's something totally different.
Yeah, because they love the money. They love the money, and they love the person that has the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they love him because he has the money.
You see, so the loyalty comes for the money, but once the money's gone, so is the loyalty.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is. You have a lot of people now also that has been in love relationships. Now are in it for the money. We're like, you know what?
Oh,
I tried love already, and love didn't work for me. Give me the cash. I go buy me something. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're gonna go buy your
another
guy.
You start feeling loyal to yourself only. But you know what that does, right? It makes you a selfish person. It makes you selfish. And as long as you hold on to those memories of your old relationships that has done you wrong, that as long as you hold on to that, then you're not going to be able to move forward. At some point, you'll be like, I got to let that go.
I threw that in the garbage a long time ago. All those old memories, I threw that in the garbage. I put the cover on, I made it for the truck, and I made sure that they crushed it before they left. Because I didn't want to come back, you know? So I don't know if they took it to, I don't know, maybe that's what happened. All those memories that I took, they took it over to Staten Island, and that's why they got hit so hard, because all those, I think that's what happened.
Wow. You put them in your bag. When you put them in the bag, huh? You checked them into the luggage.
Let it go. You might want to send it ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? Just to see what happens.
Well, Diva Rachel, yes, ma'am. His Dave on this finish the phrase. See what he has to say.
Dave, finish this phrase. Okay?
He laughing already, Diva.
Okay. I went to the bank to withdraw some money for rent. Our joint account is overdrawn for a new sports car that my loyal lover purchased. It's funny, Dave.
Hi, Dave. Are you still with us?
Have
you processed it?
You gotta understand. I have a bunch of keys, and I was looking for the one that goes to my. Listen, I was looking for the one that goes to my gun car. So that's what.
Oh God!
Okay.
Oh God!
Listen. Before I'm sorry, Divas, Don and Divas.
Yes.
Before we go any further, we have another caller on the line. We have Kia in the building. Kia, are you there? Hello, Kia?
Hello, I'm sorry, I put something in my throat. Sorry. Hello.
Good evening, Kia. How you doing?
How you guys? I'm fine. I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Welcome to GQ Palace. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. You know, you were a caller that's been calling in for a while, too. You know, and have you heard our topics for this evening?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. No. I heard pieces of what, I don't know, the guy was talking with his aunt, something about a car.
Dave, we were still talking to Dave on the line. Well, I'm going to give you the topic, and then we're going to get into a second segment with Diva Rachel. But the topic for this evening is would you prefer love and loyalty or money in a relationship?
Oh, love and loyalty.
Love and loyalty, okay. And you would choose love and loyalty as opposed to money. Why? Which is that?
You want love and you want worth. You can take that money with you.
There you go, Kia. Great point.
You can take that money with you.
You got that right. If you don't do it by advice,
family gonna spend that money.
With the next, ain't it?
Right, go ahead.
That's so true. You hit it on the head pretty much with that one.
Definitely.
You have some people that again that are out just for the money. You're like, I don't love them hoes. I want me some money.
Just lose everything around me first.
Dollar bill, y'all.
Listen, you know what she said about dollar bill, I guess from the players' club, prime example, with the strippers on that walking that pole, it's just the way you talk about his money.
Okay.
Rachel, I know you can't wait to talk to Kia about it.
Dancing in my seat. Kia, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay, finish this phrase. Ready?
I'm ready.
I went to the bank to withdraw some money for rent and our joint bank account. Is overdrawn for a new sports car that my loyal lover purchased. I would.
I'm going to run him over with that same sports car he got.
I'm going to jail. She's going to jail.
Not changing the subject, but that's where it comes in. Would you open up a joint account with your significant other?
I don't think so.
If they want to be your husband and wife, would you do that?
You can open one up, but you make sure you have your little backup bank account.
Yeah.
Right.
Have a little nest egg somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You put it whatever.
But you know, again, it shouldn't have to even go that far.
Well, if you're in, four far, it went that far.
Yeah, right. Well, that's because he wasn't as loyal as he should have been, and
that's
then it's time to dump that ass.
Uh-huh.
It's time
so.
To dump that ass. And unfortunately, sometimes it happens. We see this after the fact. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Not everybody ends up the way they start out. You understand?
Right.
So here we got one thing going. We think we got one thing going, and it's something totally different. Sometimes it's a little late to get that information because the damage has been done.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just an unfortunate situation. Not every situation works that way. Not every situation turns out that way. But it's crazy.
Donna's in Diva. The phone lines are lit up. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press the 1 to get in on the top of with the Diva Squad. And we also have Kia and Dave on the line. But in order for you to get online, you have to press the 1. The number to call again is 646-200-3838. If you don't press the 1, guess what? You would not be able to get on the air. You know, listening to it on your computer, that's fine too. But we enjoy your feedback because, again, we judge no one. We love you all. We love your feedback. That being said,
well, I have a personal experience.
I have a question. Do we disclose that? Is it wrong that we don't disclose that other bank account? Say that again, Kia. If we don't disclose the second, if we got a joint account, but we don't disclose our second bank account, is it wrong if we don't tell him?
I wouldn't say so. If we're not married.
Well, yeah, if we're not married, I don't think you need to go that far as telling them that. But if you're married, that information should be disclosed. Because again, if you come up short, if he comes up short somehow, you be ready to choke him out. You understand what I'm saying? So this is where you have to put a karma in this perspective, and you're like, you know what? I don't want him getting over on me, him or her. I don't want them getting over on me, so I'm gonna let you know I got it. It's mine, but I'm gonna let you know that I do have it. You know what I'm saying?
But if you're not married, no. It's got to be a mutual agreement between the two.
If you're not married, you don't need to know.
We can have our little bank account that we both put a certain amount in for the rent, and then I can have my little account on the side, and you can have your little account on the side. That's okay. Have your little spare change, like this little extra, whatever. Okay, exactly. Since I said that we get married, do I need to transfer all my money to my private bank account into your pay? That's what I asked that person.
But knowing was one thing, giving it up is something totally different.
That's okay.
Well, listen, you can't help that. It was not disclosed,
but we're married now, so he's going to think that money belongs to him. But that would be way...
It does belong to him. That money belongs to him.
No, it don't.
Listen, let me explain something. As long as you're married... Everything is 50-50. I don't know if you understand. He would never get none of that money.
Dave is right. That is 50-50. You're going to get 50% of that other money, but the 100% of this other money that was there before you ain't getting touched.
And that's exactly why. See, you just said my point. That's exactly why it won't never be disclosed. Because I know somebody that's like that, because I don't blame her.
I don't see
it. Because
I don't see it.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. Somebody said hold on to you.
Oh. No. She said she agreed with you. No, but listen, that money is yours. Even though, Dave, I hear what you're saying, but when they start out, when you guys get married, we have a joint account, and we put our money in a joint account. What goes there? This is what we know is ours. You understand what I'm saying? So there's nothing wrong with having a separate account. There's nothing wrong with that.
Whether you believe it or not, once you tie that knot and you say I do, everything that belongs to you and everything that belongs to him is a joint effort.
It's supposed to be.
The law states before the relationship. Because it's the law, it doesn't matter. Don't tell me that it doesn't matter because it does not expose to him. Anything after relationship is his. Go look at the law. I'll tell you what.
I'm gonna agree to disagree with you on this one, but listen, when you have a joint account and you have someone that's spending up the money like that, I had a friend that did that. She spent up all the money. She had a debit card and she spent up all the money. The best pay came when she lost the card. And I didn't report the card stolen because whoever found the card used less money than she did. So I never reported the card stolen. All lost. You see? So that was the best thing ever. But my question is this. A guy's on the bus and he keeps sticking his hand out the bus window. And And guess what happens if the bus is passing by a pole and takes his whole arm off, right?
Mm-hmm.
On his fingers, now you have like a gold ring or something. And someone passed, couldn't get the ring off, so they ran off with the whole arm to take it home to take the ring off. My question is, can that person be charged with armed robbery?
That question for the next hour. Oh, Lord.
Papa,
you should have saved that question for Chicky Chick.
Oh my God! Arm robbery, a high school for a mess.
If the ring,
must be sitting by the poolside with an umbrella drink.
Yeah, if the ring is still attached to his body, he can be. It could be probably a case where he took the ring off his finger. Yeah, because technically the ring is still on his finger, which is a part of his body.
Right.
So yeah, technically he can be.
But it
won't be considered armed robbery because he wasn't armed the person. That's what it wouldn't be. No, you wouldn't get a case that way.
He robbed the arm.
Right, he just took the ring off a finger. It wouldn't be armed robbery. You wouldn't get that.
He robbed the arm. He wasn't armed when he robbed it.
Mm-mm. He won't get that. That won't stick up in court.
You know what, Dave? You're a mess. Oh my gosh. Arm robbery. You should have saved that for Chicky Chick, I'm telling you. And what was our phrase from last week? You ignorant female donkey dog.
Oh, ignorant female donkey dog.
Ignorant female donkey dog.
What's that? Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And the plain, in Ebonic terms, is a bitch ass N-word.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
ignorant female donkey dog.
Ignorant female donkey dog. What's the last one?
Donkey dog.
Ignorant
female donkey dog.
That's what it is?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
You're right. Ebonic. The phone is lit up. The number to call is 46-938-38. Press that 1 to get on the air. That's the only way you're going to be able to give your input if you push the 1. If you don't push that 1, guess what? You cannot get on the air. So make sure you push that 1.
Isn't it female donkey dog? Mm. Donkey
yeah,
dog? I've never even heard of that. Yeah.
No, because Chicky made it up last week. That's why you never heard of it.
Yeah,
he just made that up. Because instead of him,
Chicky made that up. Give him a hand clap for his donkey dog.
You acting all baby wife-ish?
He had a few other choice words. That was
yes,
boring.
He had us crying last week. He had us crying. But,
wow.
But again, when it gets back to the matter at hand,
Diva, Rachel, you want to ask Kia to finish the phrase?
Kia, finish it. I'm running him over with the car.
She said she's going to hit him with that car that he just spent the money on.
Oh, that's right.
I'm
running him over, and I'm going to jail for running him over.
Listen, we have another caller on the line. We have Keisha on the line. Is Keisha, are you there? Are you saying Keisha or Tisha? Keisha.
This is Tisha. How you doing?
Is it Keisha with a T or K?
Yeah, Tisha with a T.
Hi,
Ray.
Hi, Tisha. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How you doing?
All right. Welcome to Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad.
Thanks for calling in.
How are you
doing?
Have you heard our topic for this evening?
No, what's your topic?
Okay, our topic for tonight is, in a relationship, would you rather love and loyalty or money?
I would rather love and loyalty. It was to be straight, because
okay.
You know what? You're going to be loyal enough to bring the bacon home anyway, so I take the money
it's
that
okay
way.
Okay now. By any means necessary, right?
Yes, because you're loyal to me. Yeah. So you're going to bring it home regardless.
You're going to bring that home. Exactly. Exactly. I mean, a lot of people think that this is a cut and dry situation, but it really isn't, because you have some people out there right now are questioning themselves, like, dang, do I want the money? Like, yeah, I want, listen, if I get the money, I could go buy me some happiness.
You know what I'm saying?
It's
not going to work that way.
It does not work that way.
And the money dries out eventually. So if you in it only for the money, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be out of that soon.
So, you know, I'd rather you love and loyal with a less, with a lower bank account.
Yeah.
To have a bank account running over with money and your heart running over with BS. So
Nothing good comes from those people anyway. They're going to shine for a little while, and then their time is up. It's like a superstar. You fade out.
Exactly. Like the superstars. Like I was saying, look at all of the drama that all of these people with all this money go through. You know, it's not like, you know, they having just as many problems, you know, as people that are broke. You know,
right, they got more problems than people that's broke. Because the fact that they got money, people making up stuff to take them to court for. Oh, he stepped on my shoe.
Come on,
I want $100,000.
Listen.
Like I say, at the end of the day, money is the root of all evil. And if you're going to sit there and let money be the prime, you know, character of your relationship, it's going to be problems. Not just today.
Well, a materialistic person is like that. They will. They will allow that to happen.
Because, again, for the love of the money that they have.
But the materialistic people are like that.
I thank the good man above. I'm not a materialistic person.
Yes.
Either will or you won't. It doesn't matter. Yes. My enemy is necessary. Whatever I'm seeking to get, I'm going to get it.
Right.
If it's good for me to have, I will get it.
Mhm. Yeah. On that note, we do have another caller on the line. We have Mike on the line. Mike, are you here? Good evening, Mike. How are you?
Hello, Mike. Maybe Mike is on the line.
He'll be here in a minute. They'll connect him in a second. But, why
wait for Mike to come on? Keisha, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we also have a segment of our show that I now call Finish This Phrase segment. So you must finish this phrase, okay?
Okay, oh boy.
All right. Hold on, Mike.
Always put me in the back.
Mike, stop.
Please interrupt. Not cutting you off, Diva Rachel.
Okay.
But everyone, callers, listeners, Mike is our faithful caller. He makes the show what it is.
Mike is in the building.
Mike is in the building.
I like to give Mac another head clap.
Clap it up.
Give Mike a head clap, because Mike deserves a head clap. I think Mike deserves a head clap, so give Mike another head clap. And make it worth his while.
I just gave you one, Mike.
Oh, they said woohoo! And they clapped you up, Mike. Okay, Mike. So after Diva Rachel finished asking Keisha questions, then we're going to come to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Keisha, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I went to the bank to withdraw some money for rent and our joint bank account is overdrawn for a new sports car that my loyal lover purchased. I would
kick his ass.
Oh, damn.
I'm going Carrie Underwood.
She would kick your ass.
I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm going Carrie Underwood with a Louisville Slugger.
Oh. She's going in on that booty.
Let's move over to Mike because I know he's just dying.
And Mike, we want you to know that we do value your opinion on here. We admire your opinion some nights, Mike.
Okay,
I'm going to
break it down.
Go on. Okay, I'm going to give you the topic for the evening first. And the topic is...
I already heard it.
Huh? You heard it?
What's the topic?
The topic is, would you rather love and loyalty or money in a relationship?
Give me your money, baby.
Give me
the
money.
I don't need the honey. Give me the money. Because the girl don't go faster than the money anyway.
Oh, wow. So you saying money outlasting the chick nowadays? What's wrong with that?
So what? Because
OMG.
Let me break it down to y'all. Let me break y'all female down to y'all.
I'm
going to break it down. All right. If you got your man, right? And he got the money, right? And then when he can't do what he got to do, what's that he's going to do? You're going to go to the next man with the money.
Leave it to money.
All right, so I want my money. That's what I want. Give me my money.
But if I love you, I'm going to be loyal to you, and I'm going to go through the trenches with you.
Some of y'all females are so trapped. Let me tell you, your dollar is your best friend because you can't argue with it. You can't fight with it. It makes you happy every time you see it.
The dollar's gonna bring
love and loyalty anyway. So give me my money. That's what I want.
Mike is a trip.
I was always told.
Give me the loot. I'm a
big dead man. Give me the loot. I was always told the dollar was the best friend.
I gotta give Mike credit because he's just the real of what he feels about any topic that's on here.
Uh-huh.
And with that being said, I want Rachel to hit Mike up with finish the phrase.
Mike, are you ready for finish this
I'm
phrase?
I'm always ready.
All right. Well, finish.
When I was born, the doctor said, this is a ready baby. Go ahead.
I already know he will say something about the white meat. But anyway, Mike, finish this thing. I went to the bank to withdraw some money for rent. And our joint account is overdrawn for a new sports car that my loyal lover purchased.
And after I bust on her head, I'm going to put all her clothes in that sports car. That's where you're going to live at. Right in that damn sports car.
Mike, are you going to split her head to the white meat?
Bust it open to the white meat.
Oh, God. I love Mike. I really love him.
Better be happy if I don't do a wait until exhale on her.
Lord. Mike, why would you split the woman's head to the white meat?
Why would she spend the money and don't tell me? What they doing with a sports car anyway? Guys drive sports cars. Who the fuck was talking about?
They've been trying to get their swag back.
Ain't no swag.
They've been trying to get their swag back.
You trying to get a swag back. Yeah, you get a swag that hair be swagging back and forth after a couple of knots.
Lump it up, you gonna lump it up? How many lumps do you want?
Emptying out a bank account, too?
No, that's right.
Yeah, it's a joint bank account.
A joint bank account. Won't be no more joint.
Yeah.
She get a joint, all right.
You going to go to the meeting, Mike?
Huh?
Would you close that account immediately?
Oh, the account will be closed. Yeah, it'll be closed. Just like that relationship will be closed.
Guys and divas, we have our actually our special caller of the week. All of you guys are special, but Mike is one of them. I don't even know what to explain him as. It's never a dull moment when Mike comes on the line. So, with that being said, the number to call is 646-238-38. I want everyone to hold their thoughts because we're going to go to our next song. And we'll be right back. So everyone hold a line.
Mike
Hutch.
Honey, honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away.
No,
everybody asks me why I'm falling out from here to here. But I know, oh,
no,
not perfect, but it's worth it as the brightness through my
Hey, we're getting
wow.
ready to shoot.
Oh, shout out to the DJ on tonight, man.
That was
have me in
your top.
Party.
That was
have
me in
your party.
Beyonce. And we got somebody in our forum that's doing the Dougie. Go ahead and do the Dougie then.
She had a Dougie.
Ain't nothing wrong with it, you know, because your love is on top. But again, Don's a diva.
The love on top. Spending some money on a damn fourth car, emptying out my damn bank account.
I have a question.
Mike.
I'm here.
I love you, Mike. I really do. I love you so much because you're hilarious, but you make great points. But you always come straight out of my head to the white meat when they do wrong.
Maybe I had a stress life. So I'm busting heads open.
So because of what you went through, these are your answers, right?
If it ain't correct, yep.
Mike is not taking no chances, Bonds and Divas, by any means necessary. He's going to stick your head to the white meat.
Hey, I love Malcolm X.
I don't know if you would like to get up with Mike. I mean, you know, he could give you the information. If you do wrong, I'm just giving you a heads up. He's going to stick the head to the white meat. So if you can't handle Mike, do not.
Exactly.
Do not. Mike, you're a mess. You know that?
Okay, you know how embarrassing that would be to go somewhere and pull out your card and they'd be like, what was that movie?
And it's declined.
Exactly. What was that movie when he was playing with Marley Chestnut and a girl and she was out and T.G. Jakes and they was all at the table when he pulled out the card? And it was
Woman Got Loose on the seventh day?
Yeah. That's it.
Was that it?
He's looking all stupid. He knew it was smashed too. And he still pulled out, but she's like, God, we know
you would have acted like that chick from White Chicks, that Marlon's wife, where he bought that dress in the Hamptons and she went to the restaurant and it was a clown. She's like, oh no. She grabbed her girl and they went out to that Hamptons. It was on and popping. That would be you, Mike.
Hey, I ain't playing no games.
That would be you.
Switchboard operator. I have Tia that's trying to ask a question. She doesn't know if she's on mute or not, so you guys could check the into that for me, please. But Mike, I don't know what we're gonna do with you, but we love you because you always right on time. And all your answers are always hilarious, but I always know that if somebody comes incorrect, they're going to get their hands split open to the white meat.
Hey, better believe
so,
it.
So, Mike, wait a minute, Mike. What do you think of the interracial dating?
Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. Hey, but see, it won't be me. It'll be the other people. See, the only thing I don't like is speaking that funny language and I don't know what you're saying. Because then I have to ask you, what are you saying? Are you talking about me? If you know what people talk and they look at you and they start laughing. You know, so I'm going to be like, are you talking about me or something? I don't have a problem with it.
Oh,
I'll take them all. 8 to 80, dumb, crippled, and crazy, back and ugly. Hey, you don't mind bothering me.
Oh, you crazy. Yeah. I'm just saying, I just think that you should be able to find it within your own. It just causes less confusion. I mean, even though a whole, like, a whole cup of black coffee can have problems just like a coffee with cream. So, I just think that
some people.
Hello?
You know, when you're in another interaction, yeah. You got the other people that be like, oh, to me that's ignorance, because if they happy, then let them be happy.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm back. You know what, I was listening to what y'all were saying about, you know, Mike this and Mike that.
What about Mike?
And Mike all that. I do not agree.
You don't agree with nothing.
I don't agree with you. Mike and Kia, always go at it.
Kia always went for the money. Yeah, I want the money. What's the matter with that? Somebody like you said loyal, right? You're lying.
I thought I was loyalty. You go for the money. See, those are the type of guys
you don't trust. That's what I said. I go for the money. I said, you're lying, not me.
You don't trust Mike. You don't supposed to trust Mike.
I said, you're lying. You're the one who said love and loyalty.
Karaoke night.
With the money. Is everyone still on the line?
I haven't heard him in a minute. I said, Dave, we know you here, Mike. You make
your
money.
Dave,
no.
Well, listen, Diva.
Yes, yes.
Unfortunately, it's coming to that time. So if anyone has any final sayings, please feel free to do so now. We'll welcome our caller first.
Hey, Mike. What's going on there, Mike?
What's going on, big man?
Yeah, man, listen, I had to give you the floor, man, because, you know, I had a little conversation earlier, so I didn't want to interrupt your time. I want, when you come on the line, I wanted to do just what they did. Respect you, give you four hand claps, and step back and give you the floor. You know what I'm saying?
You said that like he was some kind of pimp or something. Oh, get a head snap for that.
Hold on. Stop that. Listen, here's my final comment. You asked a question about dating opposite sex. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this doctor. His name's Dr. Africa. He says, stay away from anything that's white. I don't know, like flour, sugar, things like that. You know, rice. Right? He said, do not eat anything that's... Listen. You heard that, right?
I've heard it.
So I just took it one step further, and I just got rid of my white girlfriend. So I'm not eating anything of white no more.
Ooh.
Okay. So,
I applaud you.
So with that being said, I'm stepping back.
Before we go any further, we have our brethren in the palace on the line, Chicky Chick.
How y'all doing? What's up, man?
What's up, man?
This show right here, I just sat back, man, and I pressed the one because I got a really big announcement that I'm making on my radio show. I think everybody should tune in, man. It's a real grown man show that's going to go on, man. I think everybody's going to be proud of him. And let's just say I had a life changing experience this weekend, man. That changed my whole outlook and everything I'm doing, man. So got big enough.
From Chick to Sweetie Bird?
Hey, listen.
Maybe next week I might change my name, man. But right now it's still, you know.
All right.
What's going on, man?
Welcome, Chickie.
Have you heard our topic for the evening?
Yeah, I read them. I heard the topics. I know what
topics is. Okay. So what's your take? Do you love and loyalty or prefer the money?
You already know, man. Y'all know it. It's the romance. It's in the building. Yeah, it's got to be love and loyalty. I said, like you said, money run out, man. Love and loyalty. We can make money together like that. I'm in New York right now, money don't even matter, man. I can't wait to make this announcement, I'm extremely happy right now. Money is the last thing on my mind, man.
Rachel, would you like to take over with him?
I'm still funny, y'all, but listen, I'm telling you, I do not want to miss my show. I think it's going to be my best show ever.
But are you giving out money?
It's going down.
You giving out money?
It's going down. It might as well be money.
I'm giving out
something that's better than that, man. I'm telling you guys, listen out there, man. Call everybody, man.
Okay, Pinky, something better than money. Hey, Mike, you know you're my man, yo.
I'm with you. I understand it, but you know, that money, man, once you got it, man, you're going to have to keep getting it.
One of your honey was out there getting money.
Getting money, how? Everybody's not all money is good money. Now, look, exactly.
Now, everybody's talking about it. Exactly. So,
excuse me.
I don't care what nobody say. Ain't no such thing as a perfect relationship. It's always going to be over. Even if it's 20 years.
Something's going down. With that being said, if you want to discuss God, nothing wrong with it, you call the Spiritual Sunday Show.
Who said something about God? I said George Washington and Benjamin Franklin.
That's where we fail out, though. People go and look for perfect when you, and instead of looking for what's right. So that's, you know.
Well, I want Rachel, excuse me, I want Rachel to ask Chicky to finish the phrase.
Good luck, homeboy.
Are you ready, Chicky Chick? Okay. Finish this phrase. I went to the bank to withdraw some money for rent and our joint account is overdrawn for a new sports car that my loyal lover purchase.
Hello,
yeah, I'm back on.
Yes, Chicky.
I don't know what happened. Hey, yo, I got a big smile on my face, and if y'all seen you ever seen me, it's amazing, man. I'm so happy, man. I love all y'all. That's all y'all say. I love all y'all, man. I'm happy, man.
He missed the question.
Yes. We love you too, Chicky Chick, but you have to finish this play for us, okay?
Okay, I'll finish it. I didn't hear it. I'll finish it. Where is it?
Okay. I went to the bank to withdraw some money for rent. And our joint account is overdrawn for a new sports car that my loyal lover purchased. I would.
Yeah, what you doing, boy?
I would be confused because I swear I changed the numbers up because she don't know the numbers to get into the account. We got a joint account, but she don't know the numbers, so I'll be confused. Now, how did she do it? Like,
that ain't a joint account, then. If you done changed the numbers up, that's no longer joint.
Exactly. Homeboy, what you do?
I got a joint account where she can put it back in, but she can't get it out. Ow.
You said tripping.
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Unfortunately, time is of essence. And with that being said, you're going to have to go ahead and give your final thought. I'm sorry. Because actually, right immediately after this show, the guy that you're listening to now, Chicky Chick, will be on. So anyone that has a final thought, feel free to do so now.
I got a final thought. This is my final thought right here. Okay. You take my money, you're getting your head bust over to the white meat. So if you take my money, that means you're selfish and you were thinking about yourself. Okay? So don't go being out no joint account on those sports cars, anything else. And like I said in the video, I love my money. Ain't nothing funny. I don't care about no honeys. I'm all about my money.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Mike. Okay. Next.
I love you too.
We got one more minute. Let's do this. Let's wrap
it up. Okay, I just have
a question. Yes. Kiki, does your announcement have to do anything with slippers and closets?
What? Catch him in about a minute and ask him that.
All right.
In one more minute. Just stay on the line. You can ask him that. Okay, Dave. Ooh,
ooh, wow. We have
okay,
to
Angie.
We
we're going to turn
segment.
It over to you.
Welcome.
You'll follow up on
Angie. To me.
Okay, okay. Again, we'd like to thank everybody for joining us on the Diva Squad tonight, Love Fantasy. Again, we value everybody. We appreciate everybody's opinions and with them calling in and everything. And at the end of the day, of course, everyone should want love and loyalty. As myself, I prefer the love and loyalty because that will bring everything else into its place. And, again, thank you, and have a great evening.
Okay, Rachel?
Yes. First and foremost, I got to give my thank to the man above. If it wasn't for the man above, we would not have a show. I want to thank the man above. I want to thank Ms. Molly and Lavina, our CEO and executive. I want to thank my co-host, T and Angie. I want to thank the callers, Dave, Kia, Tisha, Mike, all the listeners. Thank you. Press one next time. And my final take on the topic: love and loyalty, love and loyalty all day long. And I'm going to turn this portion of the show over to my co-host, Miss G.
What's up?
Ew.
Okay. So here with a diva. Well, you know, I said it from the gate, love and loyalty. Forget a dollar, because at the end of the day, if I leave you today or tomorrow, I can't take it with me.
Mm-hmm.
So give me and shower me with your love and loyalty. Show me that you love me. Let me know that I am yours. And with that being said, you know, like I said, it's love and loyalty all day long for me. I want to thank all the callers, listeners, most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. I'm not going to go through the shows tonight because we're actually running a time of essence. But I do want you to tune in next at on Friday with our very own CEO, Host Rich Money. Make sure you tune into that from 6 to 9. Now, with that being said, I wish everyone a blessed and happy rest of the week, you know, because it is hump day. We're in the middle of the week. Do what you got to do, but make it safe, make it productive, and do what you got to do. Stay tuned to Fallout Comedy with Chicky Chick. Love you guys.
Yeah, we back once again, yo. This is your boy, Chick the Comedian. You're here with us on Wednesday, 9 to 10, Fallout Comedy, with your number one host with the most. This is what we do every day, all day. Clap it up. Hey, I'm going to let everybody know, we need to put the music down a little bit. The perfect album about to go out. It's about to come out soon. Listen. To everybody that listens to my show, y'all know Fallout Comedy. Y'all already see me on YouTube. Y'all see me do my different shows and stuff. But right now, I want to make an announcement from everybody. Now, I had a very fabulous weekend. This weekend, I had a show that was out in... I'm sorry, y'all. I had a little sound. That was a little technical difficulties in the background. But what I want to let everybody know is this. Your boy, Chick the Comedian, has revamped itself. I am Chick the Comedian 2.0. I'm going to let everybody know what happened, man. I did a Christian comedy show Saturday, man. And the Christian comedy show was held at the CDC Community Theater that was in Cranford, New Jersey. I told everybody about the show. The show was real lovely, man.
And what happened is, like, if everybody don't know, everybody know I do youth ministry at my church. It's at 57 Prospect Street in East Orange, New Jersey, with the Bishop Aaron L. Hobbs. You know, I've been blessed since I came home with a job, and I've been blessed with my wife and my children, and I have been doing everything. A lot has been a lot to the things I've been doing in my church and things I've been doing with God. But y'all know, just like anybody else, like my pastor said, 80-20. I told somebody, if my pastor 80-20, I got to be at least 51-48 or 51-49. So I was saying, man, I really felt good at the Christian comedy show, man. I got so much love, like a standing ovation, and I went first. And I had other Christians do it for a living. Who, you know, they tell jokes for God. You know, they told me, like, man, it seemed like you've been doing this for a long time. One of the Christian comedians, his name is E Boogie. E Boogie is out of Washington, D.C. He's one of these guys that travel across the country. Listen to some of y'all. He travels across the country telling jokes for the Lord, man, and he makes a living out of it. And you know what he was telling me was, he was speaking to me, and he don't know my background. He said, man, you gifted, man. You know, the Lord has touched you with a testimony that makes people laugh, and I don't got that gift. So my big announcement is this, man. What I want to really say right now, like, my show that I do from now on, my life as I walk from now on, and everything else I do as far as the comedy game, everything going to be straight up clean sets, man. Clean up. I'm cleaning up my act. Not saying that, you know, it's going to be funny. Y'all know I'm funny, but, you know, I'm making a conscious effort that I am not cursing and slipping up my words or making jokes that more, they seem like I'm crossing over for money. And I know if everybody was listening to the last show, they had a thing that was up there. It was like either money or love authority. And then it's crazy how my cohorts, my road dogs, my partners on this show, my people at this station, GQ Pal, y'all know they is Rachel, and Andy. Don't forget Andy. Andy too. They always seem like they're coming to a topic that always fucking what I'm doing, man. Let me show you how much God is good and how much he's working in each one of us. And that's what the basic was. So, do I have the love for the money, which was getting me paid, but it had me in bars at night, sometimes drinking, staying up, not spending quality time with my wife, man, you understand? Like, you know how the bar scene is. Anybody know, for a comedian, you got groupies just the same way, and you got people that come at you and everything like that. And I always, you know, I kept my head afloat. But what happened was, it wasn't my element, man, and it never was my element. I was trying to live somebody else's dream, man, instead of mine. But this is where the love and loyalty come in at, man. I gotta show that I'm loyal to my God, man. The person who has delivered me drugs, who has delivered me from fornication, who has delivered me from a life of poverty, and now I live a life of prosperity, man. Clap it up for that, man. If you clap it up for anything, clap it up for that right there, y'all. Clap it up. So from now on, nothing's changing about my show. Like y'all say, my show has not really been off the hook like that. But right now, you looking at the new man, right? I even took this as serious as this. I had YouTube videos that was up. You could have been on YouTube. You could have put my name, Chick the Comedian. You could put up Joaquin Singleton. If y'all didn't know that's my real name, Joaquin Singleton, make sure y'all follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on the Comedian Joaquin Singleton. You could also, when you put in Chicky Chick, it come up too. But, you know, I called to my people who had all my videos up. I told them, and this is as well, mind you. I just did this show Saturday. I talked to him Sunday. I said, man, listen, I want you to take down everything I got on YouTube that's not reflective of the person I'm trying to be right now. So it didn't matter I had all these hundreds of hits. It doesn't matter if I ain't got nothing to show myself no more, man. I'm starting from scratch right now, man. So that's why I want to say big shout-out to my man Rich, man. Big shout-out to everybody at GQ Palace. They have given me a form, man. Rich said, this is my show. He said, Chick, man, you can do whatever you do on your show, man. You can play Cowboys and Indians on your show. But, you know what I mean? He gave me the reins, and I thank him for that. And, you know, I haven't talked to nobody about this. This is my big announcement, man. Like I said, my show is not going to change. I'm going to be with y'all from 9 to 10. I'm going to have y'all better now. We're going to have comedians on here. But what I'm saying right now, I'm more in the lane right now where I'm trying to put myself in the space to separate myself from everybody else. So, and then the funny thing about everything is this, right? I done got so many calls and bookings just for one show, man. Y'all understand? I've been chasing for a long time, man. So it seems like a step out, man. So I lied to y'all now, man. If I could put it up on Facebook, I'll show y'all what's in my inbox right now, man.
I got people hollering at me for anniversary dinners, for church functions, for youth ministry, man. God has work, man. And I'm going to tell you, man, it didn't take no time. See, he had me go do all that, right? And we go do all that. I was doing shows here and there. I was getting blessed a little bit. But you know what? He said, man, if you show faith to me, I'm going to give it to you, man. So out of nowhere, man, I just say that I'm going to do this thing, and I'm going to do a shout out to my wife. My wife has always been a proponent of me, man. And, you know, I mean, just to keep it real, my wife was like, you know, she, you know, a little while ago, she said, if you continue to go this route, I don't think that we could be together. Because I'm trying to live that, and that's how I'm trying to have a God in my heart. And, you know, I used to be like this, baby, finally, you don't want to see my dream come true, this, this, and that. But, you know, big shout out to my wife, Sabrina, man, because she knew that wasn't what God had for me. So her prayers developed much. Everybody else's prayers developed much. And you know what? God has got somebody in his kingdom that's going to be telling jokes for him. So if you know the hashtag, I tell jokes for a living. I also got a hashtag, new hashtag, living on to me, I tell jokes for the Lord. So clap it up for that. And it's time for my 10-minute monologue. And listen, man, just to give y'all a little pointers on the show, what we going to do, it wasn't ready right now. It's kind of ready right now, but I don't know if y'all can hear it. I want to hook it up with my man Richard. I'm going to send him over the tape, man. They got the tape of the comedy show right now. You got to realize right now, like, how crazy it is. I got people calling me who want me to put out, who want to put out a CD for me just for promotion. They're willing to film me, edit it, put labels on it. And they don't even want no money. They just want to say, like, they want to see me prosper, man. This is how good God is. So just taking the best is, we got a little tape, right? And I figured, why not everybody else do it? I was going to play audio of my show. So next, we're going to have a portion of the show that's going to play the audio of the show. I want to take none away from it, but y'all got to understand, man, the jokes that I told y'all last Wednesday came off full smooth, man. Like I said, man, it takes nothing to thank God now, man. Now, the devil is the one that the people in talking about, this guy ain't funny, that ain't funny, this, this, and that. Yo, when you got a true spirit of laughter in your heart, man, you cannot deny pure comedy. You cannot deny comedy that's coming from somebody's heart. Somebody that's really putting everything they got into it, man. So that's what really happened to my show Saturday, man. It was, y'all gotta understand, it was amazing, man. And for this guy, E-Boogie, I just want to keep giving him props, man. E-Boogie's in Dallas, D.C. Y'all can look him up on the Facebook. He goes under the Christian comedian E-Boogie. He separated himself from everybody else. You don't need to get it messed up, man. He revamped. I want to revamp my whole Facebook, man. I want to put up a whole new page, man, and make sure that everybody knows for 104, man. And I don't want to be, and this is really important, I don't want to be the guy that's doing a show and somebody whispering in my ear, hey, you know, that's that guy. I just seen him at the Last House in Philly. Or I just seen this guy at the Papa Cafe in New York. I seen this guy downtown Milk at Club Allure. You know what? And that's what they're going to try to do, man. You know what? Because I'm ready for now. I'm ready for anything that come with me. Because like I said, man, forgiveness is one of the things, man, that got us to where we are. So you think that God won't say, listen, man, I'm start telling jokes for him, that he's going to allow somebody to be able to backbite on me? Nah, I ain't having it. But like right now, big shout out to my man, Baby Boy Oz, man. He got a show that's going on right now in Newark, New Jersey, right in my hometown, right in my hood. But yo, I can't make it down there, man. It's not where I'm trying to be at right now. I got things I'm trying to fix my image up, man. Right now, y'all about to see the B-Fan kick the comedian on this show. And like I said, it's still funny. It's nothing different. We going to still have our people calling in. Matter of fact, I already know that I always get much love. So I know that T must be around the building. I know Rachel and Angie must be around the building. So if y'all listening to me, all three of y'all ladies, I would like to have your input. And you know what? I know she might be in the office. I know she might be busy. But, Rich, if it's a possibility, man, you know, I would like to share some of this glory with your wife, man, Lavina, man. If she was able to call in, I want to put this on that. Like I said, this is not gospel comedy show. Let me just get that straight to y'all. This is not a gospel comedy hour. This is just plain comedy. I'm doing straight-up comedy, man. But what I'm saying is, it's good enough comedy that, yo, your grandmother could turn it on. And she's like this, oh, my God. Who is that guy, Chick the Comedian? Do you hear this vulgar language? I don't want to do that, man. I want to make sure, man, somebody turn on my show, they can be proud of me on all levels, man. So if any one of y'all can call, everybody from the radio station, if y'all listening, man, congratulate me, celebrate with me for this hour of the All Out Comedy with your boy Chick the Comedian. What we're going to do, we're going to play a song right now. And just so we're not going to be playing Christian songs during the break. But we ain't, but we just want, you know, we're going to do our thing, man. Like, I don't want nobody to just get misconstrued, man, as if God just touched my temple and I had the Holy Ghost just go through me. This is something that was always in me. If you know anybody that see me, you're not going to run into one person that say they don't like me or they say, no, man, I'm respecting, I love that brother. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to play a song right now. I'm going to try to get my energy back up, but right now I'm draining it out right now. I got a whole lot of people in my house, and they know it's studio time. So y'all got to give me a little commercial break so I can take a little time out. I need, and my wife made some pork chops. To each his own, that don't eat pork, it is what it is. But I know a whole bunch of people that's 90, 100, ate pork just about every other day. So I'm about to enjoy this pork chop that my grand wife grilled up during this commercial break, which is a radio song. This is your boy, Chick the Comedian. We right here, GQ Powers Radio, Fallout Comedy, Wednesdays, 9 to 10. If you're listening and if you're not on the internet, call them at 646-238-38 and make sure you press 1. It's a celebration, y'all. I tell jokes to the Lord. That's what it is. Play a song for me, Richard.
Yeah, she might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in work. Building, she know that I kill him, I know that I hit it the best. Can't just live with the wine, money still on my mind, and I gave her that really bomb sex. No matter where she goes or who she knows, she still belongs in my bed. Go going hard in the streets, mobbing with my homies, sipping on good, blowing on OG. New ghost sitting clean with the matching rollie. I did that first, so everybody know she me. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and bop a shoulder, and I don't even put in work. Apple juice, then we mix it with the Hennessy. Give her no dough to come, but I gave her 10 to leave. I bet I hit it first unless you took that girl virginity. First come, first service, I was playing on. But I don't wanna be a player no more. That's a lie, I'm way too fly. I let anything with ass to walk by. Yeah, you love her, yeah, you hug her and you kiss her. She done me up, she got me face, but some whiskers. She is into marriage, I be knocking sisters. And I still hear why you lonely and you miss her. When I walk in the function, you already know I'm leaving with something. Girls know when I'm coming, I get your girl real proper loving. I be my move on the rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words. I hit it, 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 I hit it first. Come back to me, girl, I know just why you choose me. And if you would've come back to me, girl, I'll get you a jacuzzi. And if you would've come back to me, girl, we'll make another movie. She might move on to rappers and ball players, but we all know I hit it first. I hop in the club and pop a shoulder, and I don't even put in words.
You know I hit it, 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 I hit it first.
Yeah.
It's your boy, Chick the Comedian. We back in the building. Yo, right now, yo, you know what? I'm bugging out right now because, like, if anybody didn't know, this man, my wife, anniversary, man. I had it on Facebook. Everybody understand, I have a wedding anniversary. And I have an anniversary when we first met. And what happened is we celebrated on different days because what happened was we celebrated June the 2nd. And all these years we celebrated on June the 2nd, one day I seen the calendar of the year 1999, and I realized, I remember the date I met her, it was the weekend because we was in the house that night watching Apollo. And Apollo won't come on Tuesday, I mean on a Wednesday night. So the whole time we celebrated our anniversary on the wrong day. So right now what we do is we celebrate from the 2nd to the 5th. And today is the actual day of our anniversary. But like I said, We probably clapped too early. But I told y'all I'm getting myself together. So this is not the anointing just totally yet right now. But what happened was, I told everybody, like, if you want to be all real about it, this is the actual day that, you know, the first day I met my wife, I hit it. Like, I want everybody to know that. Like, this is what it is. Like, today, today is actually the anniversary of me getting some. We celebrated. So 14 years ago. No. And so I'm still joking, but what happened is she doesn't agree with it. She's trying to say, I knew you before that night. I say, well, that was like the first night I stepped in your house. So that's when you both technically could call it. Like, you know, you might see somebody all the time, but she officially kicked it. The day I first officially kicked it to her, it went down. So I know she might be listening right now. She doesn't agree with it, but it is what it is. Like I said, 80-20, that was the 20% of me. The 80% is back together, man. Like I said, we right here at Fallout Comedy Wednesday with your boy, Chick the Comedian. 9 to 10 every Wednesday. Don't miss a Wednesday. You can call in at 646-200-3838. And right now, we got somebody on the line right now who, you know, I always try to give a good introduction for everybody, man. I gave her one. I gave her actually two. But, you know, just to keep it funky right now, I respect this young woman. I mean, I respect this lady, man, because everything that she do, you never catch her out of character. That's how you really judge a person. You judge a person when you see them in the same character. And that's why I said that was important for me to choose what type of role my comedy is going to be, because I didn't want you to catch me in one element and catch me somewhere else, catch me out of character. So with that being said, we got one of the newest people to GQ Files Radio, my girl, my leader for my show, that's MJ. What's up, man?
Thank you. Nothing much. Thank you, Chicky. Thank you so much. I appreciate the accolades and all that good stuff.
I'm just eating the pork chop.
Listen, I just wanted to commend you for your maturity, you know, because there's a lot of people that just don't know how to mature. You understand what I'm saying? And it takes a wise person to do that. It takes a wise person to actually mature and to know that they did it and recognize that they're in a better place. You understand what I'm saying? And I really do commend you. Like you said, you can do comedy without having curses. You understand what I'm saying? And I can agree with you because I rap. I do rap music or whatever. And I try to write. I do have some rap music with curses in them. But, again, if I want my children and them to hear them, then I have to learn to do it without having the curse words in there, you know. It's because look at the dictionary is loaded with words. It's loaded with words. So if I can't go in there to find something to replace that curse word, then I don't really need to write it.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So, but again, I commend you. I really do commend you. That means that you are maturing and you do have a wise man in you, because it takes a wise man to change. A fool will never change. Always, yeah.
I thank you,
yes,
man.
Yes.
you know, I appreciate it. And like I said, I just want to, I in retrospect as to anything, man, I don't want nobody to ever think I'm coming back and I'm going to be on some judgmental type stuff. Like I said, it's a work in progress. I just said I recognize it, that the whole time I've been doing something else, I could have been doing what I was hoping to. And that's what's so good about it, man, just the growing up part. You know how many people just say that to me? It makes me think, right? I had the one guy tell me, I said, yo, I told him, I gave my message. His name is Nairobi. He's the one I did the show in Asbury Park. I actually have a show with him next month in Asbury Park. I think it's, July 8th, that Fourth of July weekend. So he said, yo, he said, man, that's good. You grew up. Like, when he hit me with it, I was like, man, was I a little kid before? Like, why didn't Ben tell me? Like, you with somebody else, why didn't Ben tell you? So what I did was right now, I took all my, you know, I had a complete set of Martin. I put that up. I went to go buy every season of the Cosby Show. You know what I mean? So we got Bill Cosby. So I said, well, Bill Cosby had one, the funniest black show ever, and he never took it nowhere like that. Why can't I be somebody like that? You understand?
Right. But then, again, it just shows your growth. That's all that is. You know what I'm saying? And when everybody gets to a certain age, everybody grows up at some point in time, or you should. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it's not that you're not funny, you're not doing comedy, or this is you're turning it strictly gospel, because that's not the case. Not that you don't love the Lord either, but it's, you know, it's other ways. It's just other ways that are better, where it can be a lot more broadband for you, at with a broader with a broader following, you know what I'm saying? So, but again, I commend you. I commend you on that.
Thank you. You know, it's so funny. A lot of people were saying, like, they was talking to me, they was like, man, the guy that does it, he was so impressed that he wanted to go on tour. Like, he wanted to go on tour. And he said, man, me and you, we can do our thing, man, you know? And he said he never really met nobody like me, because it was like, he said, the same person that I got, I'm able to make, you know, a person can forget that I'm, you know, I'm saying, like, you know, Christian jokes. And I want everybody to know, right, there's two different things. Like, you can turn on Comedy Central and you can see clean comedy. You see a guy get up there, more likely white guys, like Seinfeld. You might see Seinfeld, he do a good set. He could be in Vegas doing that set anyway. But he's not actually doing Christian comedy. So I want everybody to know, say I did Christian comedy, and that's what's kind of different, like, because you gotta have some type, you gotta have God in the heart somehow to be able to do it. You know, some type of anointing, and that's what I'm talking about on stage. When you got that anointing, it's that same anointing that gives you conviction, makes you smile, makes you cry. So I'm using mine to make you smile now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And yep, you sound like you eating a porch, you're like, mm-hmm.
Huh?
I said, it sounds like you eating
the
porch.
I'm like,
mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen, I'm just listening. I'm just, you know, I'm listening to you, taking it in, whatever. You know, again, it takes a wise man to realize that it's time for some growth. And, you know, some things have to be changed. You're not, when you grow up, you're not going to wear the same clothes that you wore when you were 9 years old. You understand what I'm saying? When you're 21. So listen, that's because you had to change some things. You grew up and you had to change. So, you know, I tip my hat to you. I'm all for supporting people that do positive things, you know, and shout out to Richard Levina also, you know, doing big things with the GQ Palace. You know what I'm saying?
So it's funny how you say that, how we talk about growth and give a big shout out to GQ Palace. Because right now, we got a big growth on the line. I guess everybody got touched by the Lord and wanted to call in on the new gospel radio. Now, I'm just going to go. Right now, we have my man Dez on the line. We also got Rich on the line. And we also got Rachel on the line, man. And I heard we got way more callers. I'm hearing I got mad callers. Thank you, Jesus.
What's going on, chick? What's going on?
Hey, man.
What's good, chick?
What's up, Dave?
What's going on?
Did y'all call to get y'all testimony?
No.
Give him that joke you gave us earlier, Dave. Give it to him.
That was funny.
No, I just want to congratulate him, man. And not a lot of people get called to the light. But once you get that light, then you're supposed to run with it. Don't apologize to nobody. Don't be, you know, don't say, well, you know, it's not. It's gonna be what it is. And God put you in that place. And let me tell you something. Every time I'm on the Wednesday show or the Friday show, I always want to interject the scripture. I know I got a whole pack because it's just in me. But listen, man, congratulations and just do you. God is going to guide you.
I appreciate it, Dave. Well, I appreciate it. Clap it up for Dave for the testimony.
I mean, listen, even...
You better clap, Dave. They clap for you.
Listen, to be honest, even Jesus gave trouble because I can understand. Listen, Mary sent him in the bath and said, listen, go in there and take yourself a bath. She go in there, he in there walking on the water. So even he gave trouble when he was young. You know what I mean? So listen, don't apologize for it, man. Just go ahead and do it, you know?
Y'all want to hear a joke that my man did? So it was real good.
He said
Jesus told jokes. He said Jesus said they asked Jesus, like, Jesus, why you walk around with sandals all the time? He said, why could I pay more when I can pay less? That wasn't my joke, but it wasn't funny. I don't care.
It was mine. All right. What do you call a pig that knows karate?
You said what?
What do you call a pig that know karate?
A pig that know karate. I don't know that one.
A pork chop.
Big job. Big shout out to that pork chop that just served me tonight. That was, oh my God.
I don't appreciate getting booed.
I don't have the button. Don't say that. Oh.
And that was a loud boo, too.
Yeah. And long, like, boo.
Yeah, I'm feeling
they
good.
They jumped out on you.
So is it really true?
Hey, Chicky.
Yeah.
Hey, Chicky. He acting a little baby wipish, huh?
Real baby wipish. I told him he still got the 20% of our show. Real baby wipish. You know what baby wipish is? Rich?
What? Nah.
Baby wipes is when you act sensitive. You know, you use a baby wipe. Do your baby have a sensitive back? Use the baby wipe for the softest, smoothest wiping of the butt there ever could be. For the sensitive.
Okay. I'm not going to do the baby wipe thing no more. Why 6 is scared of 7?
I got an answer to that?
Why 6 is scared?
By what?
Why 6 is scared of 7?
Why? Tell us why. Please tell us why.
Because 7, 8, 9.
He took that joint back in Smith class, second grade.
Yes, definitely did.
Y'all gonna stop booing
me. Definitely did. He's such an ignorant female Dunkin' dog.
Big up to our engineer on that little line right now. So that engineer is on point.
pressing the buttons, and this is Lavina. She's blowing her own husband. Something ain't getting to tonight.
They know what?
She goes like this. Hey, she like, you know, she goes like this. Babe, you taking work home? You bring work to the home? You can't even bring that home. We're like, we leave everything at the door when we come in. We about to pray. Dear Father, who I have. As I say, y'all, as I do my own comedy thing, I say, you know, you got that girl in your family who just got saved, but now she want to pray for everything. You know what I'm saying? You like this? I'm about to go to the store. Hold on, let's pray first. Hold on, I'm about to eat some cookies. Hold on, let's pray first. Dear God, I'm in heaven. I just want to thank you for the opportunity you have given us to be able to eat cookies. There's people right now that can't eat cookies because they're dumb, don't have cookies, and they ain't got no bread to wash it down. But, Lord, we thank you for our cookies. Hallelujah. I said, oh, Jesus. Hey, yo. This is my show. I want to hear laughter. You got to play laughter on my show.
No, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to do that, chick.
Hey, do y'all understand right now, right? I'm in the sound studio, and the door, they just knocked on the door to bring me a fresh pork chop. Yo, I'm not really tripping right now. So thank y'all for the people that's in my house cooking right now, the fresh pork chop.
You eating a pig that know karate.
Yeah, man, I have my nieces here. And her father is Muslim, so we had to make her some burgers, the regular beef burgers. So we had to make it, I had to put our own different grill. So she kind of messed the mood up. Pork chop night. Today was pork chop night.
Wow. Mm. I might go
grab that
pork
good
chop.
Old fish.
Yeah, that was good. I heard we got a lot of callers on the line. I am so excited right now, man. I am so excited. I'm paid by
you. You have a right to be.
Oh. I thought somebody just sent me a message saying, I pressed 1 to get on the line. So right now, I am so sorry. Big shout out. We have T on the line. How you doing, T?
What's up?
She said, I pressed 1, damn it. I don't care about the conversion. I don't care about the conversion. I pressed 1.
How was your show the weekend?
Hey, T.
Yes.
I'm personally sending every one of y'all a video for free.
Okay.
You ain't got to pay for it. It can't be explained. I'm talking about it was like my best performance ever. And then, see, you that was my performance. It was better than that, too.
If I had to pay for it, I wasn't going to buy it. No,
oh,
I'm just kidding. Because I know you mad stupid, so. Yeah, I would have paid for it if I had.
It was amazing, see. It was amazing. And look, I'm trying to let everybody know. See, you had to ask people for. I mean, people see it on YouTube, but the thing that you missed about that, you missed kind of that expression, that kind of energy like before. Backstage, before I get on the show, after the show, when I'm taking pictures with people, you know what I mean, grandmother talking about trying to get a number, I'm like, I'm married, I can't, come on, like, go in a respective way, you know, stuff like that, you miss out. But listen, when y'all see this comedy DVD, man, y'all gonna see such a quality. It was professionally done, man.
Yeah,
I told you, when God show up, he show out, man, it was done real good, man. And it was just, it was regular comedy, man. It wasn't no, I don't know, man. I'll try to explain to somebody. When somebody say Christian comedy, they don't understand. But if you got any type of ounce of God in your life, you know about the things that you have been through that you can laugh about. And that's all I did. I told my testimony to make people laugh. That's it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
I'm going to tell you guys.
Yeah.
I've seen him firsthand. When I say,
I was in stitches and in pain for 2 days.
That's crazy.
Him and another comedian got up there, they danced. They were actually messing with another group that was up there before them. And I could not quit laughing. I was there alone. And after they got off the stage, I went right to the front. That's not normally me. I went straight to the front. I introduced myself to them both. Well, I introduced myself to Hakeem and Baby Boy. He introduced me to Chicky. He started acting up right then and there. I'm like, yo, this dude don't even know me. But he was so funny on the stage. And he was the same person when I just, like, he already knew me. And I couldn't do nothing but laugh. He's funny on here, but you got to see him in person. In person, I'm telling you.
Give it up for Sister T. Clap it up for Sister T for giving that fine testimony. Now y'all know that we was in church. The pastor would say after a fine testimony like that, that is the perfect time to get an offering. So right now we're asking all the listeners who have an offering. You can do it on PayPal. SignatureYKM at yahoo.com. The Lord has told me to throw a financial blessing on somebody to help me with my ministry. Make sure y'all call in. I got PayPal. SignatureYKM at yahoo.com. Make sure y'all send it and give it to my ministry. We can't do it without you.
Well,
the Lord said be a good shepherd, good giver, a cheerful giver.
Oh.
Right now, Rich has stepped up and gave a $50. He's showing right now that you can step it up. Thanks for the offering, Rich. Hey. Rich said the devil was a liar. He said the devil was a liar.
The devil's a liar.
Definitely is.
Oh, man. He definitely is.
Oh, man.
No,
oh, wow.
Man.
I told two jokes and y'all booed me.
Wow.
When the time comes, I'm putting it live on the air. I'm docking everybody.
It wasn't me. There you go. Chicken, you know that's the CEO. He's talking about docking everybody. So guess what? We about to be in trouble. Not trouble, but trouble.
God told me it's already done. Don't even worry about it. I just heard the Lord. I heard the Lord's voice. It's already done.
Oh, wow.
Hey, big time the rich money right now. The two of the funniest jokes that ever been told on my show. Clap it up for that. The two jokes Rich did on my show. Clap it up, clap it up for that.
Oh,
hey, if y'all didn't know, we have a show coming up next month. We back at it in New York, doing things all over again with DJ Coco Chanel. I feel like some type of way because I took a picture with DJ Coco Chanel. I haven't seen it yet, but I see Rich Money everywhere. Rich Money was taking pictures with the dudes selling Lucy's outside. He took a picture with the manager, dude that was controlling the lights and stuff like that. These three cats was in the alleyway. He gave them some chicken, took a picture with them. I can't find one picture. Then when the one picture goes there, guess who it is? Me and Rich. I said, dang, I ain't gonna visit anybody. He said, Chick, don't worry about it. I'm gonna put you up there. We're gonna put you on the website. That picture gonna be all up on that day. He like this. And y'all gotta see Rich got a big, he got a big presence around. Like when you see him, you feel like yo, he should Nike-ish. So like should Nike-ish.
said he should
not. What's that city up in there? Who's up in VIP? Me, Lavina, Rich, Coco Chanel. You can't tell me nothing. I said, yo, ain't nothing about to go on. Rich about to pop ball. Rich about to, he was out there smacking people, man. Lavina was like, she was like, no, baby, let the Lord deal with him. He said, the Lord told me to do this. Hey, I lost you, I'm not right. Yo, Lavina, right, this is how you know that you have conviction. If anybody know that, like, you know you believe in God, you think with conviction. Lavina was, she wasn't doing a show, so she was just doing a Christian show. Lavina comes aside, but every time Lavina looked at me, I just said, dear Father God, forgive me. Forgive me. Every time she looked at my mom, I just said, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I said, I don't know what it is. She just looked at me like this. And you know, because we in there with the rappers, right? So they got like a beat. So I'm going just my head like, oh. I turn around, Lavina straight. I say, oh, forgive me, Lord. Not even a good beat. Oh, forgive me, Lord. Oh, Lord, that wasn't a good beat. That wasn't a good beat at all.
Oh, Lavina gonna get you.
Oh, Jesus. Big shout, I told you, big shout to Vina. Her prayers was done as much. She's praying for me, too. She's like, Lord, he's new to the show. I can get him my yelling. I lost all the rest of them. Yo, I'll tell you this, right? I changed, right? But boy, Monday night, I have never listened to the show. But yo, if we get some modern chat plays on that show, woo woo.
Oh, we talk about death show.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. You know, Steph Dallas is known in the underworld.
You know that
street show walk down? That street show go down? Steph knows he good.
Chick, can I give a plug in real fast?
Yeah, give a plug in, man.
Okay. Everybody tune in to Friday's show. I got Tanaya Jackson coming on, Michael Jackson's niece.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, Michael Jackson. Tito Jackson.
You got Michael Jackson coming on?
His niece.
Oh.
Tito Jackson's daughter. I wish I would have Michael Jackson coming on. It won't be no show.
I'll tell you this, Rick. If you had Michael Jackson come on the show, I was going to be like this. Fire! Fire! So, right now. I'll tell you about right now. If I ever was at a Michael Jackson concert, I would have been one of them grown men fans. Hey, yo, keep it real right now, man. Keep it real. It ain't got to be the fellas or whoever. If Michael is in the front row, right, and Michael Jackson is singing Man in the Mirror, and he bent down and touched the top of my head, I'm falling out.
Oh,
he touched me.
He got straight up groupie.
They were the pulling me right. I ain't ashamed of it. Two big old white security guards were carrying me to the back. I'm like, what happened?
What happened?
Y'all know my joke about crying over Michael Jackson? Listen, man, I almost thought
it. I definitely did.
There was almost a riot in jail for Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson died,
on my birthday.
We did. That's June 26th, right?
25th.
Mm-mm-mm. Don't bring it up.
He's
going to
start crying. Don't talk about it. He's going to start crying now.
Tell the engineer to
put on some Michael Jackson for him.
Hey.
Can we do that right now? Sing with the man in the mirror.
See. Don't do it, please. Don't do it.
Matter of fact, can y'all give me 30 seconds right now? I'm about to give y'all 30 seconds.
He's going to
Cut the music. Cut the music. Check it out. I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Make a difference. Gonna make you mine. Hey, no, you know me and my daughter, man, we made a remix. So you know the part where he go like this. Cause the kids in the streets without enough to eat. Who am I to be blind remember not to see their needs? So we be talking about the bum on the corner, right? And this is what he got. And this is what he got. A bitten honey bun, an empty pussy can, and 2 miles later. Is that nice? Where my daughter at? Kaya! Y'all gotta hear my daughter say. She has a very lovely voice. She got to. Kaya! I want you calling my show! Come on, my phone, hold up! And I'm sorry, everybody probably wondering why my daughter's still up. That's one thing I don't got right about parents. I don't know how to tell her to go to sleep yet, so I just wait for her to fall out myself. I'm not the Lord there with you. You don't want to go to sleep? Lord's going to put you to sleep. Kaya!
Oh, wow.
Really, Kaya? Introduce yourself to everybody.
I'm not singing.
Say who you is. You on radio right now. There's people in Russia right now like this. Kaya, her name is Kaya. Kaya. All right, so look, this is what you said. Remember how we do the Michael Jackson song? Come on, just do two now later with me. Two now later. You want to do the Kaya? Oh, we got a family show now. Say hello to everybody. Y'all say hey. My daughter acting shy right now. She don't want...
She should have never told us she was on the show. She would have did it.
Mm-hmm. They all coming into the studio. Y'all got to leave now. Y'all got to leave. My son over here, he's in weights. He's 2 years old, cut on a 5-pound dumbbell.
Wow.
Got a nerve to be hitting somebody. Bye-bye, Jaga. I love you. She ain't want to sing.
I'm telling you, if you wouldn't have never told her that she was on air, she would have did it. You should have just told her the same thing.
Now look, this is what she said. She said, Daddy, I want you to send me to the Sing Academy. I said, first of all, the Lord did not tell me that. And second of all, the Sing Academy is like $1,000 for like a 3-week session. And I said, you won't even sing in the bathtub. You think I'm going to give you $1,000? I said,
That's a lot of money.
I think she thinks it grow on trees or something like that. Like she asked something like this, Daddy, y'all, the school, we're having a class trip to Russia. And I wanted to know if I can leave for a week and it costs $10,000. I'm like, what? I said, what kind of school? I thought it was irresponsible because I said, yo, what kind of school takes kids in Russia? That just doesn't make sense, you know? We got to talk about the Liberty Science Center at least. We're going to another country.
Well, no, she said, when you were coming up, you thought money grew on trees too, so hush.
Shoot, I grew up in a 7-down project. Shoot, I was lucky if I got icy. Shoot.
Oh, you had the TV with the hanger for the antenna, huh?
Hey, Rich, you already know. Hey, Rich, you know where you're from.
Rich, to turn the channel.
With the flies to turn the channel, the station.
Hey, Rich, you know back then, somebody bought you an ice cream sandwich? You're going to punch him in the face for ice cream sandwich. Shoot, you punch him right in his face for ice cream sandwich. It's hot. The fan ain't working in the house, TV? Why'd y'all give you an ice cream sandwich? Dude, I'll put somebody in the face right now for a cold song.
Wow.
No, I won't.
Yes, you would. He said for a cold song, yeah. They are official, but listen.
You know what? I want to ask for forgiveness for the person I was thinking about prompting for a cold song.
Uh-uh.
I can't even drive around. Well, that wasn't right.
Do we still got Angie online?
Yes, Angie's still here.
Angie, right now, can we get, can you spit 8 bars for us right now? We need 8 bars, Sandy.
Sit back and listen to Angie again. Once you hear this fly, you gon' know what her name. I don't do this all the time, but I'm always on the grind. If you feel me, chickie, holla, don't waste my time.
Ooh. Really? Yo, did y'all see her just pull that out? She pulled that out like, no, what you saying? I keep it bars.
Yo.
She said, what? I keep 8 bars, son. I'm from the city. We keep 8 bars. I can't get 8 bars. Did y'all know that 8 bars are real? Oh, man. I'm so impressed. Big shout out to the person who got Angie's heart. Well, what up? You got somebody that can spit 8 bars? Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, my wife don't even know where a touchdown is. Let alone 8 bars. I took my wife to a football game. We sitting there with all the fellas. We all chilling. All my fellas. A lot of testosterone going around. Manhood, masculine. Few dudes don't got no deodorant on. In the midst of all this, she's going to say, how do you score?
Oh, all right.
Make a long story short.
Time to go home now.
Yeah, she took the car at halftime. She took the car at halftime. I said, I ride that one of the fellas. You got to go. You got to go.
So she just wanted to support you then. She knows nothing about
me. Yeah, she. That's what she said. So that's how the argument turned up around. It got flipped on me. But still know what the touchdown is. But now I come for the support. I said, babe, I thought you knew what the touchdown was. I only wouldn't have bought you for support because you did support.
Yep.
You know what the touchdown was.
You have some people that just have no clue about this. That's mostly they just, you know, do it to patronize.
She said, Hey, you like this? She like this, I know she wasn't, she ain't perfect. I knew something was up. Don't know what the damn touchdown is.
That's my favorite thing right there. That just lets you know, like,
So you really think? Oh, really?
Check. You better check it out.
You better
do some research. That's what that means. Do research.
I just got to put out my system. Does anybody know my house studio is my bathroom? I just got to put out the studio. And that's where I want everybody to know that. That I was in the pork chop in the bathroom, but it was my studio at the time, so it don't count as nothing. Listen, I don't know if God knew, but it's almost 10 o'clock already. We have just blazed through this whole show. So I want to thank everybody that was a part of this experience, man. Everybody that's online, Rich called in, and like I said, yo, you must not mistake this. Rich called in. I had two or three of the funny jokes that was said on our show. The funniest joke that was ever said in our show was two of them last week with the female donkey dog and you acting all baby wipish. After them two, it was the two jokes that Rich told for Rich House and Rich McCauley. They sound to my girl, too. She's always there for me. It sounds to Angie. This shout out to my man, Dave. I want to thank all y'all being part of this. Like I said, my show ain't gonna change that much, but it will change a little because change without progress ain't nothing, man. So I'm progressing with my life right now, and like I told you, the hashtag is I tell jokes for a living, and I tell jokes for the Lord now. So thanks everybody for listening. GQ Power Radio, your boy Chick the Comedian, Fall Out Comedy Wednesdays. Make sure you tune in next week at 9 or 10 on that 646-233. Don't believe that we're wrong, and I'm gonna tell you right now, my man who. They played a song. I said, God, save my life around. And this is what we're doing. And they came in with, on the hook, Ray J, I hit it first.
big shout to that right now for keeping the 20% of my show still going on. So let's see if we can end it out with our signature song with DC Powers Radio that was recorded for us. You don't need it in here, but you might hear it somewhere else. But somebody, I'm pretty sure, got a bootleg tape playing in their car. So big shout out to that person. I love y'all all, man. Till next week. Let God, let love, let laugh. That's what's up, baby. One.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, step into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin if you're ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, nav, you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the duck on that Turner style, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Stepping to Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lines. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from apostle. Making major moves, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.